This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today's Monday, August 14th, 2006, and I had kind of a busy weekend. I started the weekend out Friday evening by going to the boyfriend's house for dinner because his parents are in town. I know I mentioned that last week to him. That's why we aren't together. But anyway, his parents came in town, I think it was Thursday? Thursday. They came in town Thursday when they put the restrictions on the security at the airport, you know, where you can't have any liquids in your carry-ons. Luckily, they did not have to worry about that because they checked their luggage. But anyway, so his parents came in town on Thursday, and on Friday I went over to his house to have dinner and chat with his parents and catch up on what's been going on and so forth and hang out and just basically visit with them. And we had a very nice time, and of course it was wonderful to see the boyfriend because I hadn't seen him for like 4 days. So we had a really nice time, really nice dinner. The boyfriend just made some hamburgers. And his nephew is so cute. He's like, I think he's like 9 years old, 9 or 10 years old. And he and his nephew were playing tennis. So I got to visit with his parents while they were playing tennis. That was fun. And so that was really nice to see him. And we're going to get together on Thursday for a winery. We're going to go to a winery in Richmond, Virginia. But that's later this week. But the big thing that happened this weekend that I was looking forward to was my mother's 75th birthday. It was yesterday on Sunday the 13th, and she turned 75 years old. And on Saturday, almost my entire family got together at my sister's house for my mother's birthday celebration. And all but my twin brother lives in Columbus, Ohio, so it was too much of a trip for him to come, but all the rest of the family showed up. So altogether, there were 19 of us at my sister's house. It was quite a big clan, and we actually got some pictures taken, too, of the 19 of us together, so that was fun. But I hadn't seen some of my brothers and sisters for like 8 or 9 months, something like that. So it was really good to catch up with them and see my nieces and nephews, who I also hadn't seen. I think it was like, oh my gosh, it was almost a year because I saw them in September last year. So almost a year since I've seen them. So it was very good to catch up with them and visit with them. I was there for like 8 hours. It was fun, though. The time went fast. And one thing my family is trying to plan for next summer, 2007, is to rent a group beach house down in North Carolina. I believe Duck, North Carolina. I'm not really familiar with that area because I've never been there, but my brothers and sisters are rich. I should say, compared to me, that they're rich. So they're talking about, like, they pulled up all these listings on the internet of these different beach houses that you can rent, and these beach houses are huge. They're like mini hotels. Like, this one that they were looking at has 10 master suites, meaning, you know, a big bedroom and its own bathroom. A house having 10 master suites. So that's like 10 bathrooms, and or even more than that, I'm sure. But anyway, and these things rent for a week about $8,000. I almost shit my pants when they were saying, oh, well, yeah, if we all go in together, $8,000 is nothing. And I'm like, $8,000? Are you fucking kidding me? I said, well, I hope you do it by person, not by family, because I'm a family of me and my boyfriend, and you are a family of 5 people, so that wouldn't be fair. And they were all like, oh, no, of course, you would divide it evenly and make sure that each person's share is, you know, proportional to their family size and all this kind of stuff. So I was a little better, because I was like, I cannot come up with $1,000 for a week vacation at the beach, so especially because I want to go to either France or California next year. So anyway, so that was a huge discussion part of the day with the family, was talking about this vacation to the beach and how it would work and who would pay for what and all this kind of stuff. I said, as long as my boyfriend and I have our own bedroom with a double or queen size or king size bed and our own bathroom, I will be happy. So they said, of course, yeah, that's not a problem at all. So, because it sounds like everyone would have their own bedroom, but I still couldn't get over the whole $8,000 thing. But anyway, well, because they're rich, they have the money. I don't, but They do. Anyway, the point of this conversation was, not conversation, it's more of a lecture because I'm the only one talking. But the point is that we celebrated my mother's 75th birthday, and almost all of her children and grandchildren were there. And even my father was there, even though my parents had been separated for like 25 years. My father was there too to celebrate, so that was really nice. I was trying to think the last time that many of us got together. I can't remember. So it was quite an event to have 19... See, now that's the other thing. My family is huge. I think I may have mentioned this before, but when we are all together, there's 20, well, counting my boyfriend now, 24 of us all together. So there were 19 of us. 5 members were not able to be there. But we had a great time. We were laughing and carrying on, and I wasn't drinking at all, but a couple of my brothers and sisters were. They were getting a little tipsy, and they were remembering things from our childhood that just made us crack up laughing. I mean, we really had a good time. It was really a good time. And then, of course, my mother opened up all her gifts, and we sang happy birthday and had cake and ice cream and all of that. And it was a really long day because I got there probably at 12:30 in the afternoon and didn't leave until I think it was like 8:30, so 8:30, 9 o'clock. I think it was more closer to 9 o'clock. So I was there a very long time. But it was fun. And my sister's house is absolutely gorgeous. It's huge, for one thing. She's got 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. It's like a 4 or 5,000 square foot house. I mean, it's absolutely huge. And they finished out the basement with this. It's got a billiard room, pool table in this separate room. Then there's this big built-in TV room. And there's a bedroom down there and another bathroom down there. And like a mini bar that has like granite countertops and stuff. And I'm just getting all jealous because I'm thinking, I'm the poorest one in my family. But anyway. So anyway, her house was gorgeous. We had a great time. And that was what I did on the weekend. And my mother was extremely pleased. She was very happy that the majority of her kids could show up and celebrate her birthday with her. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Now, a couple things from last week that I didn't get to talk about, because I know that some of you got sick of hearing too much about Big Brother, because I know that on Thursday we had a nice long chat with Big Fatty about Big Brother. That was a great show. I really enjoyed having him on. I'd like to have him on again. And then on Friday we had a talk with Mike Hipp and Chef Mark about Big Brother. So it was like a Big Brother, too much Big Brother talk. I know that. So I was not going to do a Big Brother show today. However, I am going to mention that for those of you who did see Big Brother, and if you didn't see Big Brother, you might want to just turn this off for a minute or two, because I just want to mention a couple things. So on Sunday night on Big Brother, they revealed that they had to do another head of household competition because the buzzers were not working. So I think this was mentioned on either Thursday or Friday's show. I think it was Friday's show that, maybe it was Friday's show, I don't remember. But anyway, that Howie had complained that the buzzers were not working, and sure enough, they found that the buzzers were not working, and they had to redo it at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it ended up that Janelle won head of household. Well, on Sunday's show, it was revealed that it was on the show that she nominated Danielle and Erica for nomination for to be kicked out. So, that was another show of drama. I mean, that was just too much. So, all right, enough of Big Brother talk. So that's the Big Brother talk. So if you're listening and you turned it off, this is a good time to turn it back on, because I'm done talking about Big Brother. Now, a couple other things that I kind of let go last week that I didn't follow through on, or at least keep you guys up to date with, not that you even care, but remember the carpet issues I had, and on Wednesday, did I tell you this on Wednesday? Yeah, I think I must have. On Wednesday, I should say. Yeah. On Wednesday, the insurance adjuster came. There was like this contingent of people. We had the one, like the office assistant from the condo association. We had the insurance adjuster, the guy from the insurance company, and then 2 people from the company who did all the cleanup of the water problems and stuff. Well, they all came to my house and they walked around, measured things, wrote down things, asked me questions. And interestingly enough, I thought was interesting is the guy, the major insurance adjuster, the guy who seemed to be in charge, was finding damage that I wasn't even aware of. For example, in my den where the water just came a little bit into the doorway, well, it obviously seeped farther in because the side table or the end table that I have next to the couch in this room, the legs are all split and swollen where they sucked up the water. So I had damage there. And then he found, remember I mentioned that there was water on the countertop? Well, it obviously soaked in between the wall and the countertop because the countertop has started to swell on the one end. And I did not notice that, and he noticed that. And then he also noticed that I have staining on the walls above the cabinets where the water came in and then obviously dried and stained there. So, I mean, this guy was very thorough. And then, of course, he measured my entire house, and he talked about how the carpet was totally different, you know, obviously stained and ruined in the hallway compared to the computer room and my bedroom. So the way he was talking, it sounds like I may get my carpet replaced. However, they left, and they didn't tell me anything, but from what I understand from talking to some other people who had damage, they have to write up a report and submit it, and then I think that's at the point where they offer us a settlement in terms of, like, money. So it may be a while before I actually get a check, but I'm hoping that the way the guy was talking and the way he was measuring, that he thinks my entire carpet has to be replaced, which would be wonderful for me because that means it would be more money towards my renovations that I can just tack on to my kitchen renovation. And hopefully it'll be enough to do the floors because I want to rip out the carpet and put in laminate hardwood floors in my house, or at least in the hallways, living room, dining room, and hallway, to replace all the carpet there. And I would just have the two bedrooms replace the carpeting in there separately, you know. So that was that. And so I was pleased with that because the guy was extremely thorough. And he had this little meter. I wrote about this on my blog, but he had this little meter that he has these two little prongs and they stick it in things to determine the moisture level. And I asked him, I said, you know, what does this mean? And he said, well, if it's 14 or below, if the meter shows the number 14 or below, that's acceptable. That's like the correct amount of moisture for that, for different surfaces and so forth. Well, in my laundry room where the leak was actually, where the water was coming in, you have to remember, this is Wednesday. That's a week and a half later. The guy pushed the thing in there and the reading was 106. So there's a possibility I might have to have the drywall replaced in my laundry area. I don't know. He didn't say that, but with a moisture reading of 106 and 14 being the highest you can have, I'd say that's extremely wet still. So I said, well, what about molds? And he said, no, mold should not form because the source of the leak has been stopped. Water's not flowing. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Once something's wet, you know, until it completely dries out, mold can form. So I'm not sure what he meant by that. So I have to watch that. Although I see nothing growing in there, so he may be right. I don't know. So anyway, the whole thing with the insurance adjuster went very well. The guy took a lot of detailed notes, asked me a lot of questions. As I said, he found damage that I was not aware of, so I'm expecting a bigger check than I was going to get before, than I was first expecting. I don't know how much it'll be, but in any case. So anyway, last week, you know, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, let me explain this a little bit further. When I first moved into my condo 8 years ago, because August 1st was my 8-year anniversary of living here, I had cable installed. Well, this building is 35 years old, so cable was not in the walls when they built the place. So when I had cable installed, they ran it along the baseboard on the floor and under the carpet in two different places, because it comes in the closet that's towards the that backs up to the hallway, and that's where it comes in. And then they ran it down under the carpet, across the baseboard, and then under the carpet again to get to back to my bedroom and the den. Well, I have never, ever liked that cable being there. So last week when this whole carpet damage thing came about, I thought, this is a good time for me to move the cable up to the ceiling. So last Thursday, I know I didn't even talk about this on the show on Friday because we were talking about Big Brother, but I spent the entire day Thursday ripping out the old cable and reinstalling the cable, you know, for cable TV myself. I went to Home Depot, bought 100 feet of cable, a whole bunch of those little fasteners, and a box to put in the wall, you know, like an electrical box, and basically all the things I needed to install the cable myself. So all day Thursday I spent tacking the cable way up to the ceiling, like right at the point where the two, where the ceiling and the wall come together, and I tacked it all the way down the hall, drilled a hole in the wall, fished it through to the into the closet, into the den, and then tacked it all along the wall there, and then drilled two more holes in the wall, one into my bedroom and one into the den, and installed like electrical box and then a cable outlet kind of thing, and connected all the wire and everything. And I, of course, this was a smart thing. I tested it before I did my final connections and my and closing up the wall. And sure enough, I was able to install the cable myself beautifully. And the picture, I actually think the picture on the TVs is clearer than it was before. I'm not sure why. I don't know if I used a better grade of cable or what, but the picture seems to be better. So I did that all day Thursday, but I didn't get it out to the living room. So then on Friday, excuse me, I drilled another hole for the cable to go out of the closet in the den and tacked it all along the ceiling all the way out to the living room and ran it along the ceiling, drilled a hole, fished it down in the wall, put another box in there, and put another cable outlet in there. So now all of my cabling is in the walls. It's not along the floor or under carpets or anything. However, it is along the ceiling line in the hallway. So my next plan was to, is to get crown molding put up to cover up the cable. So there's this flyer that was down in our basement with this handyman guy offering to do little jobs and so forth. So I called him and he came on Sunday and gave me an estimate. And I thought the estimate was quite low, to tell you the truth. It was only $580 to install crown molding through my hallway, living room, and dining room. And I thought, that's not very expensive. Then, of course, he called later into the estimate, but after he left, I was watching Dateline NBC, and guess what it was all about? Contractors. And how they take your money, and they're not licensed, or they have fake license numbers, or they don't have insurance, or whatever. So I'm getting all nervous. And am I going to, you know, I didn't make the decision whether I was going to go with this guy or not. But now, as I'm recording this, I have not written him an email back because he called and said, email me what your decision is. So I'm going to email him back and ask him questions like, Are you licensed in the state of Virginia? Do you have, are you registered with the Better Business Bureau? Do you have any references? Because Dateline NBC told me all the things to do to make sure I get a reputable contractor. Of course, all I want him to do is install crown molding, so it's not like I'm having him renovate my kitchen. So that's a whole other level of security or whatever. Well, security in terms of me feeling secure with them, not as in homeland security, that kind of thing. Anyway, that was stupid. Anyway, so this guy comes in, he measures everything. Well, first of all, let me give you the more details. I had emailed him on Friday saying I'm interested in getting an estimate, and he said, fine. I do estimates on the weekends, and I said, okay, well, I'm busy on Saturday. How about Sunday? And he said, fine. He said, I will call you between 8 and 9 a.m. on Sunday morning to set up a time. So, of course, I was already dead tired, but I went ahead and got up and to be ready for the phone to ring between 8 and 9. And what time did he call? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he said, I can come at 4 o'clock to do your estimate. And I said, okay, 4 o'clock's fine. Did he show up at 4 o'clock? No, he did not. 4:30 he shows up. So I'm already thinking, okay, I'm not hiring this guy. He doesn't follow through with what he said. He said he was going to call between 8 and 9, didn't call. Said he's going to show up at 4 o'clock, didn't show up. So now I'm thinking I'm just not going to hire this guy because he's just not, doesn't do what he says he's going to do, for one thing. And then, as I said, I saw this thing on Dateline NBC, and that makes me think the whole thing again. Maybe I shouldn't even think of hiring this guy because I have a feeling he's not even a licensed contractor. Excuse me. I mean, I'm not really sure. I haven't asked him yet, but I have a strong feeling he doesn't. Well, here's the other thing, too. You know, everybody these days has caller ID. Well, he at 2 o'clock when he called, the caller ID came up with a place called Electronics Boutique, which is a store in the mall close to me that sells electronics. So I'm thinking, okay, well, he's got another job, so this is obviously not his full-time job. Which is another sign to me that things aren't the best. Anyway, so I'm just thinking that, you know, this is not the best the best guy to be hiring, but I'm going to write him an email and ask him if he's licensed and if he's got insurance and if he's part of the Better Business Bureau and stuff like that, all the questions that Dateline NBC said to ask. So we'll see how he responds. Plus, I do think his estimate was quite low, $580. I was thinking more in the range of $1,500. So we'll see how that goes. And of course, I'll keep you posted. Oh, you know, the other thing I didn't talk about was, and you know, I'm a huge Apple Macintosh fan. I didn't even mention this last week, but last Monday, Apple started the Worldwide Developers Conference, and Steve Jobs introduced the Mac Pro, which is the big new computer. But here's the reason I probably didn't even talk about it, because that's a level of computer that's way beyond me in terms of cost. So I'm not even interested in that. What I was interested in was I was hoping that they were going to have a speed bump in the iMac so that I could get a new iMac. But anyway, so Steve Jobs introduced a new computer. Last thing I wanted to say is, as of this recording, there's supposed to be a ceasefire in the Middle East between Lebanon and Israel, or between Hezbollah and Israel. So I'm hoping by the time I release this that the ceasefire has held. But the last thing I heard on the news was that Israel was still firing against Lebanon because the ceasefire hadn't officially taken place or hadn't officially started. So we'll see how that goes. But of course, that's still troubling. The last thing I would like to mention is I want to thank, I'm just going to say, thank you to all the people who've been leaving comments and sending us voicemails. I did get a voicemail from Ramble Redhead. So let's take a minute and listen to this listen to this voicemail from Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom, Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to let you know that I really enjoyed the last couple episodes and enjoyed the video with your dad. I thought that was really good. And he was really funny. And so hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Ramble. I'm so glad you're still enjoying the show, and I'm still listening to your show. Yes, I am. And then on the My Chingo system, I got a message from somebody named Carlos. Now, here's the thing about this message. Carlos left the message totally in Spanish. Well, I don't speak Spanish. So I'm going to play this message, and I have no idea what he's saying in the message. So if you happen to speak Spanish and can translate this message for me, please write me an email or leave a message on the My Chingo system, or call the listener line and tell me what Carlos is saying. So, listen to this message from Carlos in Spanish.
Hola, soy Carlos de Nagano Ken en Japón para invitarlos a escuchar Radio Estudio Latino, www.radioestudiolatino.com. Felicitaciones por la página, está muy buena, desde Nagano Ken. In Japan.
So, Carlos, whoever you are, thank you for the message. I hope that someone will translate it for me and let me know what it says. Now, in terms of comments on the website, all last week we got lots of comments, and I started the week. We started with. I was talking about Project One Way, but the thing that has gotten the most comments was the video that I did with my father. The real short video. We got some nice messages from Special Delivery Mark, from Harry, from Dave in VA, from Ramble Redhead, from Michael Sage, and from Calvin. And Calvin has a blog called Hello Waffles. Hello Waffles? That's the address. Yeah. Hello Waffles. Waffles? Waffles? A place where a pretentious queer gay cub... I can't read that. It's in white letters. Anyway, it's hellowaffles.blogspot.com. And Calvin said, this is a nice video, Archer, and I don't see why you complain about the chin. It's the first video I've seen of you, and I'd say you're awfully cute. And I agree about CNN. Zzz. Thank you, Calvin. That's nice of you to say that I'm awfully cute, but I do have a double chin. And as you saw in the video, I was calling it a John Ong chin. Because he always talks about that. And then on Thursday when we had Big Fatty on, talking about Big Brother, we heard from Adam. And Adam is from Real Men Wear Pink. Oh, I didn't realize that. Adam is who used to be on the Krebs cast, I believe, the Krebs cycle. I believe so. Thank you, Adam. That's so nice of you. I'm going to have to listen to your new show, Real Men Wear Pink. Actually, I think I did hear the first episode. I think so. Anyway, yeah, so Adam from Real Men Wear Pink. Then we had Mark from the Remarkable Mark, Remarkable Ballad podcast, and Remarkably Mark. And Larry Vader commented that he will tell me the story of the raccoon. So someday soon, I'm going to have Larry Vader, V-A-D-E-R, on the show to talk about the story with the raccoon that Big Fatty was telling us about. So Larry, be ready to be on the show soon. And then from the show that Mike Hipp and I did with Mark, we heard from John M., who gave us several links to Big Brother's podcast and a video cast. So thank you for those, John. Actually, he wrote two things. Oh my God, I've totally forgot about this. This is where I heard about this. Okay, back to the Big Brother thing. Remember I was telling you that they had to redo the head of household competition at 2 a.m.? I thought I talked about it on the podcast, but no, I read this comment that John M. left us. He said, true story, Howie began complaining that it wasn't his fault that the buzzer didn't work during the HOH competition. So that night at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, another HOH competition was held and Janelle won. Erica is out as head of household. Will Janelle nominate Danielle for eviction, or did Danielle already win the coup d'etat twist? Good question, John. I don't know. Oh, I was racking my brain saying, where did I hear about that redoing the show at 2 a.m. before I watched it on the show on Sunday night? And that's where, from the comment that John left. John, thank you for the comment. I appreciate it so much. You're keeping up on Big Brother more than I am, I think. And then we got a comment from Vincent saying that he thinks that Dr. Will is sexy and that James is very cute and charming. And then the last thing, on Saturday, I posted the video of the Blue Jays, and we got comments from Remarkably Mark, Vincent, and Ramble Redhead saying that they pretty much enjoyed the video. Very cute. So thank you all for the comments and the emails and the voicemails and the My Chingo messages. Keep them coming. You know I love them. Because as John Ong says, I have the best listeners of all the podcasters. At least I like to think so. Thank you all for listening. Oh my gosh, this is running a little long. I should stop this. So, boys and girls, thank you so much for staying subscribed and listening and commenting and all of that stuff. And I hope you had a wonderful Monday or are having a wonderful Monday. And we will be back tomorrow on Tuesday. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye. Archer Radio.